Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. We live in a digital society. Nearly 90% of Americans are online. Around three-fourths of adults use social media, and that number is higher for teens and young adults. It's a monumental societal change that we're still coming to grips with. In this week's Explore Radio, local researchers explore the hazards of screen time. Americans spend nearly 50 hours per week in front of a screen. That's according to Nielsen. Most of that's in front of a TV, but an increasing amount of time is spent using smartphones, PCs, and tablets, especially among young people. What's all the screen time doing to us? On a basic level, staring into a cell phone makes us more clumsy.
There's a lot of people you could tell were very distracted by their phone and not paying attention to what was actually going on.
Sophomore Michael Barber is on the swim team at Hiram College. He says when not in the water, his teammates often hunch, slump-shouldered over their phones, which drives the coach crazy.
He'd be like, hey, nope, phones up, stand up straight, just because you're all going to be rounded pretty soon because you're not standing up.
Michael Rebold teaches exercise science at Hiram. He's researching the physical effects of cell phone use.
Texting is the worst.
He says people staring at cell phones, even while exercising, aren't doing their bodies any favors.
They may suffer from kyphosis, lordosis, other back abnormalities at a younger age.
Otherwise known as text neck, the slump-shouldered, slightly sway-back posture you see when people hunch over their phones. Rebold's work is adding to a body of research showing cell phones can be a dangerous distraction. Studies have shown that texting while walking increases your chances of getting hit by a car by 50%. Screen time is eating into our sleep time, leading to poorer performance at work and school, and contributing to everything from stress to obesity. Our digital lives are getting in the way of relationships, couples checking their phones on a date, kids spending hours alone watching YouTube. Brian Primack, director of the Center for Research on Media, Technology, and Health at the University of Pittsburgh, says he's a little worried about the online world we've created.
We really are in an epidemic of mental health issues. There was a report, just 6 months ago that suicide levels are the highest that they have been in the United States among young adults in 30 years.
And while Primack is not saying the rate is entirely due to our online habits, he's recently published work showing that use of social media leads to increased feelings of social isolation and depression among young people. One interesting finding is that the more types of social media you use, the worse the effect. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Reddit, Tumblr.
It's almost like trying to be friends with 7 different groups of people in high school. You never really dig into any one of them, or you're always seen as a bit of an outsider.
A pair of local researchers say the downsides of social media depend a lot on what you're using it for. Erin Hollenbaugh teaches communications at Kent State's Stark campus.
So if I rely on social media, for example, to understand myself, personal understanding is one of those types of dependency. We have found in recent research that I'm more likely actually to become more addicted then and have the negative effects of addiction.
Social media addiction, according to Hollenbaugh, means it negatively intrudes on your life, leaving less time for things like sleep or relationships, and it affects your personality, causing anger, guilt, and nervousness. Her research partner, Amber Ferris, teaches at the University of Akron's Wayne Branch. She says low self-esteem and social media use create a negative feedback loop where you begin comparing yourself to the virtual lives of your Facebook friends.
But it is fun and it is entertaining sometimes to see people's pictures of their kids and their puppies and their cars. But that also, if I'm using that to compare myself to those things, it could be harming me.
Ferris and Hollenbaugh did not see any negative effects, though, from people who use social media in moderation just to pass the time or for news and information. Ferris acknowledges that for young people growing up today, there really is no choice but to be part of the digital revolution. But what we need, says Brian Primack at the University of Pittsburgh, is a clear set of guidelines on healthy media use.
What we would like to try to do is the research to try to get almost an evidence-based food pyramid of sorts when it comes to social media.
Primack says social media is like food. We need it to live in today's world. But like a diet with too much junk food instead of vegetables, unmonitored screen time can be very bad for our mental and physical health. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.